President Biden fielded questions from reporters at a marathon news conference on everything from soaring inflation, the stalemate on voting rights legislation, to Americans' anxiety over COVID-19. It was his first formal meeting with the press in 10 months. Jeff Bennett joins me now to discuss where the president's agenda stands and what remains to be accomplished. So hello, Jeff. Let's talk about what the president had to say. What kind of an assessment is he giving himself?
Well, the president, Judy, in talking about the past year, said that it has been one of challenges, but as he put it, one of enormous progress. The president citing the pace of COVID vaccinations, rising wages, also an uptick in job growth. But he said in assessing his setbacks, the administration's setbacks of his first year in office, that he failed to fully grasp the level of Republican pushback that he would encounter. Take a look at this.
I did not anticipate that there'd be such a stalwart effort to make sure that the most important thing was that President Biden didn't get anything done. Think about this. What are Republicans for? What are they for? Name me one thing they're for. And so the problem here is that I think what's happens, what I have to do in the change in tactic, if you will, I have to make clear to the American people what we are for. We've passed a lot. We passed a lot of things that people don't even understand what's all that's in it, understandably.
And later in the press conference, the president was asked, why did he fail to get a better sense of Republican pushback, given that he was President Obama's VP for 8 years? And President Biden said that the level of Republican obstructionism, as he put it, had changed dramatically. Looking ahead to year two of his time in office and beyond, the president said he intends to get more into the country, talking directly to the American people about how his policies and his agenda items can benefit everyday Americans, Judy.
And Jeff, we saw the president was also asked about the fate of voting rights legislation, which is being debated in the Senate this evening. What did he say about seeing any path forward there?
Well, he seemed to suggest that Democrats might be able to carve a path forward by breaking out elements of the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act into individual standalone bills. For instance, making Election Day a national holiday, just having senators vote on that specific thing. Same thing with, you know, same-day voter registration, and seeing if they have any success by breaking parts of those bills out and passing them separately. That remains to be seen. But the president was also asked that, you know, in the absence of significant voting rights legislation, can the American people feel that elections in this country will continue to be free and fair? Here's his response.
It all depends on whether or not we're able to make the case to the American people that some of this is being set up to try to alter the outcome of the election.
And the president also nodded to what is at this point a very, very early effort among a bipartisan group of lawmakers to rewrite the Electoral Reform Act. The president suggested that they might have some success there as well, Judy.
And Jeff, we know the president was also talking about the economy. He said that he has created, under his leadership, 6 million new jobs in America, but he also said he knows that inflation is something he needs to get under control. What did he say about how he plans to do that?
Yeah, and he acknowledged the pain that so many Americans are feeling, given that inflation has risen some 7% since just last month. And so he talked about the tools in his toolbox that he has available to him to address this issue, Fed policy, fixing the supply chain. And he also said that he wants to pass parts of his Build Back Better agenda. Take a look.
There's a lot we have to do. It's not going to be easy, but I think we can get it done. But it's going to be painful for a lot of people in the meantime. That's why the single best way to take the burden off middle class and working class folks is to pass the Build Back Better piece that are things that they're paying a lot of money for now. If you get to trade off higher gases, you're putting up with higher price of hamburgers and gas versus whether or not you're going to be able to pay for education and or child care and the like. I think most people would make the trade. Their bottom line would be better in middle class households. But it's going to be hard, and it's going to take a lot of work.
And the president also made some news today in that press conference. He suggested that a path forward for the Build Back Better agenda is to also break that down into specific standalone bills and trying to pass those as standalone elements. Universal pre-K, free community college, all of those agenda items that, as he sees it, would expand the social safety net, Judy.
Well, Jeff, this was, as we said, a marathon press conference. It went on almost 2 hours. I think we're going to be dissecting what he had to say well into tomorrow.
I think that's the case. And we'll certainly see. The thing that I'm particularly interested in seeing is the way that the president and this White House generally changes their messaging strategy, how they intend to really brag about all the things that they see that they've accomplished in this past year. The president really tried to reframe the work that he and so many of the White House officials and cabinet officials have done, not just on COVID, but on the economy, and really changing the economy generally, as they so often say, this White House, to make the economy work for working people. Judy.
All right. Jeff Bennett reporting on this news conference today. Thanks very much.
Sure.